Browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to The Browsers. Thanks for tuning in to KSL. Amy Iverson here with you and Jay McFarland. And if you have been curious like we have about this superbug we're hearing about, a deadly superbug outbreak that's been going around the United States, and most recently in L.A. at UCLA Medical Center, two people have died from this superbug. It is called...
Are you going to try and pronounce it?
C-R-E.
Please. No, please try and pronounce it.
We'll let a professional...
Here it is, right there.
This is how you really pronounce the full title of CRE.
Carbapenem-resistant enterobacteriaceae.
Mm-hmm. Carbapenem-resistant bacteriaceae.
Mm-hmm. Two people have died, seven patients infected, more than 100 others exposed at that hospital. And this is through contaminated medical instruments.
That's one way.
That's one way to get it. And the other way... is an I told you so from Amy Iverson.
Go ahead.
Regarding antibiotics.
Yes.
The overuse.
These are our fault, these superbugs. Now, my question was, is this like Ebola? Is this worse than Ebola? Is this like the movie Contagion? Can it spread through the air? How concerned should we be when you see headlines about more and more cases about an antibiotic-resistant superbug? So that's what we set out to discover. And then once we share that with you, we also talk to a local company that claims that they have the answer. They have found the weakness to this super bug. They have found its kryptonite. And they are going to be going to clinical trials very soon. So first of all, we spoke with Eddie Stenium. This is Dr. Eddie Stenium. He's with the Intermountain Medical Center. And he shared some very interesting things about superbugs, that they are a bigger concern, in his opinion, than Ebola because of their high mortality rate, their difficulty to treat, and that they can be developed within a person as well as transmitted. In other words, this is something you can generate inside of you, unlike Ebola, that you have to get from somewhere else, some animal somewhere else. He said, when infected with CRE, mortality rates are as high as 40 to 50%. And he said that these are our fault. A superbug is a bacteria that has developed as a resistance to our current medications. And many people believe our over-reliance and our demand every time we're sick for an antibiotic.
I need a Z-Pak.
Yeah. And the antibiotics are in the water. And again, he says, this is on us.
The biggest driver of resistance is previous antimicrobial use. And so we know that if we put pressure on bacteria, and that pressure comes in the form of antibiotics, that those bacteria will evolutionarily become resistant to our antibiotics, and they will adapt to the environment that they're in. What we are seeing is that the drug resistance is becoming worse. And with modern technology, we're seeing that it's easily spread throughout a healthcare system.
And you know, do you know why
they're morphing?
They're resistant? You know what it is? They have developed a force field. They have a shield system, like on Star Trek or Star Wars, you know, like the Death Star had. That's what they have. And so when you send the antibiotics in their direction, they bounce off that shield.
So that's one way you can get CRE within. And there's another way without that you get it.
Yeah. The outbreak... of CRE can happen in your gastrointestinal system. So when patients have procedures with endoscopes, those devices are covered, sorry people, with the superbug, and that's how the disease can spread.
Now, a lot of those endoscopes are really difficult to clean, and what we're seeing is that the current strategy for cleaning them may not be fully effective in eradicating all of these organisms from those particular endoscopes. And so when you're using them on the next patient and the patient after that, you may be contributing to the spread of that organism.
This isn't to say they're not sterilizing them.
No.
They are sterilizing them, but maybe not well enough.
They have to do a better job.
These are the fiber optic tubes. Go down your throat. Jay's had it done. He said it was delightful. With them, oftentimes a camera attached, they just have so many little pieces and components that it's very difficult to get them completely sterile. So if one person has CRE and uses an endoscope and it is not clean to the extent that it needs to be, then the next person can get it and the next person.
And so on and so on.
And right now, sorry, this just came in, that the FDA, because of this outbreak at the at UCLA, has put out a warning to medical officials, health workers, hospitals, saying, hey, you need to clean these things better than
yes.
you are cleaning them right now.
Now, Dr. Stenium says every state, including Utah, has seen superbugs. And as devastating as they are, we still have a few very potent drugs that can take them on.
These drugs are actually pretty old drugs, and they can be difficult to give, causing, you know, dysfunction in the kidneys. But we still have some antibiotics that are active against these very drug-resistant bacteria.
And then he says the key to fighting superbugs is looking at how at the drugs we prescribe and how we treat people that are already infected. And again, over-reliance on antibiotics is a major cause here.
We want to ensure that any patient that gets an antibiotic actually needs an antibiotic, because we know that one of the major risk factors for the development of these organisms is previous antibiotic therapy. And we also really want to augment our infection control within the hospital and community setting. And so we really need to take a look at how are we cleaning these endoscopes, how are we preventing the transmission of these bacteria within the hospitals.
So we really have a lot of control here. If we use that control properly, it does not seem that this is something that is going to spread across the country. But if we continue the over-reliance on antibiotics and these things continue to evolve, you could see a time where they could become prevalent and we would have no way to treat them. So it is an absolute concern. But what if there was a way, Amy Iverson, to destroy that force field? Remember when Luke and Han went down to the planet, to the moon?
I do.
And they destroyed the force field system. And it was really a trap, but they overcame anyway thanks to the, was it the Ewoks? Yeah. Remember what I'm talking about?
No, I don't really remember.
You don't
I do
any...
remember the force field blew up.
Yeah, okay. Is there a way to do that? We're a local company right here. They think they've found the answer to destroy those force fields on this CRE, and they're about to begin clinical trials. We spoke to them. We'll have that for you coming up on the Browsers.
The Browsers.
Welcome back to the Browsers. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is the perfect music for what we're talking about, because I believe it is a mission impossible to go out and figure out how to kill these super bugs that are living amongst us.
Within us.
Within us and amongst us. We talked about this last segment. You're hearing more and more stories about these super bugs. They're showing up in hospitals. They are developing inside of us because of all of the antibiotics that are around us. And if you're somebody who never takes antibiotics, I'm sorry to inform you that if you live in any city in America, you're probably consuming them in the water supply every day. Shocker to Amy Iverson during the break. She felt like she was safe up there in the mountains. No more drinking
but
any water.
I have to come here
in the city
to work.
Yeah, and that water is mixed into the Diet Coke you're drinking every day. If you go to bottled, you might be okay, which you will not do.
That's not happening.
I know. So what we want to do is tell you about a company here locally that has developed a way to go after these superbugs. But before we do that, we want to remind you that last week we kicked off the 39th annual KSL Radiothon, benefiting exclusively the children at Primary Children's Hospital. And we want to take a minute to ask you to take just a second today and become a J&J Garden Center miracle maker.
Jay and I had the chance to go meet just some of the people who are benefiting from Primary Children's. The thing is, if you grew up here, or if you've lived here for any amount of time, you know someone in your family has benefited from going to Primary Children's Hospital, your neighbor, and we know how lucky we are to have Primary Children's right here. Right here.
Yeah.
We don't have to be flown in. It's just right here. But they do so much charity care. We do ask for the community to give a little so that we can help others.
So what is a miracle maker? It's somebody who commits to donate $15 or more a month for at least 1 year. And one of the reasons this came about is because people wanted to give more, but they're on monthly budgets.
Sure.
You know, they have expenses and things. So we thought this was a great way for you to contribute every month and know that you're helping out these kids who are waiting for heart transplants. I think there's five up there at any given time that are waiting for heart transplants. So we'd like you to take a minute, go to kslkids.com and sign up to be a J&J Garden Center Miracle Maker.
Yeah, and it goes to other things that are so joyful that happen at the hospital, the great programs that they have, and the kids who love the food. I know, shocker, but there are some kids who actually even love the food.
Well,
at
that's
the hospital.
A huge part of their
care.
I
know. They're there for a long
their
time.
Their happiness
sometimes.
Is a huge part of their care. So please take a minute to do that. Now, we are talking about medical issues, and we're talking about super bugs. These are bugs that have developed. They live among us, and they are resistant to antibiotics because of our society's overuse of antibiotics. These bugs have evolved over time, and they've developed a protection against antibiotics. They're pretty high tech, if you ask me. They
yes,
have
they're
a
very
force field.
An outbreak right now from UCLA Medical Center.
Yeah.
So drawing some attention to this, and a local company.
Yes. This is University of Utah and a company called Curza. And we spoke with Professor Dustin Williams, and they talked about what this drug that they've developed does, and it goes after this force field that I've been telling you about. Force field is my term.
Biofilm
is the correct term. And these biofilms are found throughout nature. They're in our own bodies to protect both good and bad bacteria. The problem is we get into trouble when biofilms evolve to fight off the antibiotics that are so important to keep us alive and to fight off infection. So what exactly are those biofilms?
On your teeth, bacteria grow every day through the night, and there's thousands of species of bacteria that grow on these little sugar kind of platforms that are laid down by specific bacteria. And then they grow into these three-dimensional structures and develop communities, and they grow and talk to each other, grow together, share genetic information with each other. And so it's a kind of a survival mechanism that bacteria have.
Does not make you want to floss.
I'll just say it for everybody. Ew!
Yeah. Play that for your children when they fight you about brushing their teeth. Do you want little bacteria buildings growing 3D structures on your teeth?
Now, the doctor says that these new compounds are 250 times more potent against bacteria. And the way they are designed makes the bacteria they attack less able to develop or evolve to resist drugs.
And what we've done is distinguished these compounds from traditional antibiotics by making them act globally and non-specifically on bacteria, so they don't have time to upregulate their defense mechanisms. They have reduced risk of developing resistance because of how these compounds act on them, in addition to attacking just kind of regular bacteria that hang out or are free-floating in an environment. We've also targeted these new compounds against these biofilms.
So these biofilms, they're actually, I used the Star Wars reference, but now that I think about it, they're more like the Borg force fields.
Okay, I'll take your word.
Star Trek, that adjust as you know, you can get a couple good shots at them, but then they adjust and they evolve, and then your weapons don't work against them anymore. So he's saying that the drugs that they've developed, it doesn't matter what type of bacteria it is, because this focuses on that biofilm. It breaks it down, and then the antibiotic can get inside to do the work that it needs to do. It can kill those superbugs in exactly that manner.
So we have kind of a two-in-one approach with these compounds of dispersing the bacteria in these biofilms and killing the cells at the same time. So having that two-in-one approach is a very unique approach to targeting antibiotic-resistant organisms and organisms that live in biofilms.
So Curza is working right now to get FDA approval for this, and reading, the FDA put out a statement just today about, because part of this, yes, so your body becomes weak because of too many antibiotics, and then what happened in this case, where the CRE, that's the superbug, it got in because patients went in to get some some sort of scope done. So, and the endoscope goes down their throat. They were infected, and so then it transmits onto that endoscope, and then they pass it along to the next person because they're just not cleaning them to complete sterilization. And I didn't even read about this one. So we have the UCLA one going on right now. Two people have died. And then just weeks ago, there was an outbreak of the same thing at Virginia Mason Medical Center up in Seattle. 11 patients died in that one. So the FDA is saying, hey, you guys need to take a different look, a closer look at how you're cleaning these instruments. It's a two-prong approach here. We need the drugs to help fight it, but we also need to make sure those scopes are completely sterile.
Yeah. And actually, three-prong, we need to control our use of antibiotics, right? They are about to enter clinical testing at KIRZA with this biofilm destroyer. And it looks like it'll be about 2 to 5 years for that approval process to happen. I think what I learned, the bottom line is that when you hear the term super bug, you're not talking about contagion. You are talking about something that could get worse over time. And fortunately, there are companies like KIRZA that are aggressively working on solving the problem.